Ezra chapter 9. Now after these things had been done, the leaders approached me, saying, "The people of Israel, the priests and the Levites, have not separated themselves from the peoples of the land, who are practicing their abominations from the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites, Egyptians, and Amorites. They have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed has been mixed with the peoples of the lands. And even worse, the leaders and officials have led the way in this unfaithfulness." When I heard this, I tore my tunic and my robe, and pulled out the hair of my head and beard, and sat down in shock. Then all who trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the unfaithfulness of the exiles, assembled around while I sat devastated until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice, I got up from my humiliation, with my tunic and my robe torn. I fell on my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. I said, quote, "O my God, I am too ashamed and embarrassed to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen over our heads, and our guiltiness has raised up to the heavens. From the days of our forefathers, we have been very guilty to this day. Because of our iniquities, we, our kings, and our priests, have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the foreign lands, to the sword, to captivity, to plunder, and to open shame, as it is this day. But now, for a brief moment of grace shown by the Lord our God, he has left us an escaped remnant and given us a secure stake in his holy place, so that our God has brightened our eyes and given us a little respite from our bondage. For although we are slaves, yet our God has not forsaken us in our bondage, but has shown us kindness in the sight of the kings of Persia. He has revived us in order to set up the temple of our God, and to repair its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. Now what can we say after this, O our God? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants the prophets. Quote, "The land which you are entering to possess is defiled from the pollutions of the peoples of the lands, through their abominations. They have filled it from one end to the other with their filthiness. Therefore, do not give your daughters to their sons in marriage, or take their daughters for your sons in marriage. Do not even seek their peace or prosperity, so that you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever." End quote. After all that has come on us for our evil deeds and our great guilt, seeing that you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and have permitted such a remnant of us to survive, should we again break your commandments and intermarry with the peoples who do these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you had consumed us, so that there would not be any remnant or survivor? O Lord, the God of Israel, you are righteous, for we are left just a remnant who have escaped this day. Here we are before you in our guilt, though no one can stand before you because of this." End quote.